Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
This is Bonnie Nichols, and I'm bringing you today's Daily Phil. It only takes one look. My sister-in-law and I are very close. Sometimes this can get us into a little trouble. One glance and we can read each other's minds, and if it's something funny, the giggles break loose and we can't hold it back. Likewise, when we are struggling, we can look at each other, sense the struggle, and the tears flow. We may be two different people, but our hearts are so close and united that we share each other's joys and sorrows. Time with my sister-in-law is good for my soul. I feel seen, understood, and loved. The same type of concept goes for our body. When we laugh, our face and voice are the outward signs of laughter, but our whole body responds in the process. And when the body is sick or broken, it sends all the energy it has to help it heal and also compensates to help in the meantime. So even though there are individual body parts, they work together at the same time so our bodies can work in unity. Can you imagine if someone broke their arm and it was in extreme pain and the body said it needed to wait till next week during its scheduled full body check before it would be able to start healing? Or what if we walked past someone crying and felt no compassion because it wasn't scheduled in our day? When there is an injury, the body immediately goes into protect, heal, and compensate mode. And when we see someone crying, we immediately wonder what is going on and we find compassion. These are auto responses programmed into our bodies by God's design. These examples serve as a reminder as we acknowledge being part of the body of Christ, His church. A church isn't a building. It's God's people and how they love and serve that makes the church the church. If we say we are part of the body, then we must act as such. We cannot be at the church serving one way and spend the rest of the week outside of church doing nothing God-honoring. We can't say we are part of the body and yet walk past others with no regard. We can't sing worship on Sunday and turn around during the week spreading gossip or complaining to others. This doesn't work. It breaks the body. God was amazing when He created each of us with gifts and talents. He knew how He wanted to use us within the body and created us in such a way that we would all be needed. He wanted us to be in such a close relationship that we would work together and be incomplete without the other as it pertained to loving others as the church. No one is without the ability to bless the body. Be assured, it takes us all. 1 Corinthians 12:37 says, "Now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it." Notice how there is no mention of a building or a place. It is us. We are the body of Christ, the church. It doesn't matter where we are. How do you view your part of the body as it pertains to the church and ministry? Are you loving and serving others from the place God has gifted and equipped you? Are you working in unity with the body of Christ? Do you view the church as a body of believers working together or just a building with random people that show up for a church service? These are questions worth asking ourselves and finding the answers. Your individual role within the body is much needed and created by God's design. Don't miss out on this God-given purpose. Blessings as you love and serve with great purpose.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.